What is up? What is up? What is up? We definitely gotta quit hanging out like this. But I'm back. We're back. It's just me, obviously, in the... You can tell by the title. Life news update. The AC went out here at the Jones household. So... A delayed show, hence another solo hang, little update, but we're going to talk about a few things as well. But yeah, the AC went out the house. It was like a sizzling hot box. I live here in the Ozarks, so it's humid. It's not dry heat like out in the west. Like, it's humid. Like, it's like you walk outside and you're wearing a wet blanket. In a dryer. It is so bad here. Ugh. The humidity will rape you. I say that. You know. Please don't kill me. Regardless. Moving on. Yeah. The AC went out the house. Got it replaced. Thank God we were able to get it replaced. Blessings on that. But yeah, big time. It was Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday evening. Leaving for work. Wife said, man, it's really hot. I said, yeah, the thermostat reading a few degrees higher. And we'd been having AC issues before. Been limping on this unit. Went outside and checked the unit. And it was hotter. It was hotter than a chainsaw at a pawn shop. So I knew, you know, my limited electronics knowledge, which is a little more than most, but I'm no expert. No expert by no means. I was like, this thing's hot as hail. It's over. It's not even spinning. So, anyway. New air conditioner later. 4 or 5 days later. And one financeable. Yeah, I had to finance this one. Which was another payment to the chest. But it's worth it. A brand new heater. Brand new air conditioning unit for the house. So, between the new water heater, the new air conditioning unit, I mean, hell, if y'all are long-time listeners, y'all already know. We done had a flood down here. We done had the air conditioner go out. But yeah, new show. Popping Thursday, probably. Probably going to start dropping shows again on Thursday. Football coming up and the fall time coming. Weekends are going to be valuable time for all of us. So if you're into football, hit us up. Let us know what you're into. If not, let's know what you're into guitar-wise. Guys, I've got a bunch we're going to go over this week, but I've got Nuno Apologies and... Sun amps coming back. Jim Irsay news. We've got a really fun strapped. Disturbed and sprinklers. Did I mention Sun amplifiers coming back? which that will be interesting. I looked at some old Sun stuff today, seeing that, and I was like, man, there's a 60 watt head that Sun has that they're selling for. You know, on the market, it's not bad. It's like $600-$700. So I'm hoping that we might get some mid-price Sun stuff. I think that would be really fun. You know, for us guys who can't afford the creme de la creme. But anyway, what else did I see? Oh, like the confirmation of... I didn't know this, but confirmation of Mark Morton on Gibson and they're working on a signature model, which is interesting. Anyway, okay. You guys may, who, you know, if you're listening, I don't, you know, you may feel the way you feel about them, but I really truly think, you know, the longer people go, longer bands go, the more notoriety kind of they get. Anyway, Disturbed. If you haven't seen what they're doing now with their pyro show on stage, it's insane. Regardless, pyro show in a certain place. Let's see here. I read this. Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. Doesn't say where that's at, but I'll have to do a little research. YouTube video says inside the sprinkler system disturbed. Basically, this insane pyrotechnic show causes the sprinkler system to go off. So it douses the pyro system. But it basically just thunderstorms on them because of, you know, it did what it was supposed to do. But Disturbed doesn't miss a beat. You can see it. It's insane. And I think it was in between, you know, they were just about to end sets or something, and so they just ended the set there. And they got to go dry off or whatever. You know, and come back. But and they weren't pissed. They were more like, it was more like, this is, you know, a rock and roll moment. At least that's what the quotes were saying. You know. David says, make some fucking noise for the sprinkler system. The crowd cheers. Houston. This was in Houston. Okay. It says, our pyro set off the fire suppression system on stage to end the set for a surprise rain shower. Yeah, it's pretty epic. Definitely not like, what was it, Prince at the Super Bowl? But for a surprise, that's pretty sweet. I bet Jim's got some about that one. The little bit of deal that I'll have to get into about Sun, because we're going to talk more about Sun later this week. Fender. Big part. Mission and Fender. Mission Engineering and Fender. They're bringing the Sun stuff back. But it basically looks like Sun was like a mid-tier priced amp for like the guys who couldn't get a Marshall. I don't know. And they just rose to prominence because of like people using them in their age and stuff. And just good amps. The Model Ts, basically. And then the whole Doom thing. Whatever. Anyway. We're going to talk about that some more later. Moving on. Talk about it. Getting a little gassy. I was talking to Jim. We've been talking guitars and getting gassy and stuff like this. I found a guitar that almost makes me misty-eyed. And I know it sounds stupid. But man, it's so, like, talk to me, y'all. Like, if you guys find guitars like this, I need pictures. I need to know how, you know. Okay, anyway. Misty-eyed, I said it. Bear with me. Tell me what y'all think. Double cut Gibson Les Paul Jr. Pelham Blue Heavy Aging. 58, Les Paul Jr. double cut. Pelham Blue Heavy Aging. Heavy Antique Pelham Blue. 6.62 pounds. I don't know, man. When I seen it, I found that text the whole thing to Jim. I was like, I can't believe this. The checking, the buckle, like the body wear, the buckle rash, like to own one of these guitars. I'm looking at some of these dings, these dents and dings on the top, and I'm like, it looks kind of like my junior. The top of my junior, my daughter dropped a sippy cup, and it bounced, and there's two big old dings on the top of the junior. It kind of irks me. I'm not mad at her. I'm like, man, but then I'm just like, you know what? The thing tells a story, and then I see this junior, and it's got a big ding in the front. Looks like a sippy cup dropped on it. Anyway. Pelham Blue Double Cut Junior, heavy aged. Wildwood guitars. Too expensive for this guy, for my blood. At $6,800. But man, I seen this guitar, was like, geez Louise. Makes me wonder what it would be if there was no Murphy Lab on it. Take all the Murphy Lab off of it. You know, if it is it even obtainable? Don't know. I've been looking through Wildwood, things like that. Sweetwater. Looking at Les Pauls. I don't know if you guys have watched the 5-Watt World and their history videos. I recommend you do it if you haven't. Keith, I think that guy's name is. His facial hair selection is the shit. And he's into some different guitars, but he's definitely knowledgeable. And I can listen to that dude talk all day. I think he's got a little, I don't know. I was going to say Northern, but I think I'm wrong. I don't know. Anyway, I've watched pretty much all his videos. 5-Watt World, check him out. His history videos are so good. So good. I mean, oh. The Gibson ones, the Fender ones. The one on the juniors is great. The thin line Telecasters is really cool. I think there was one where he mentioned, this got me really like bugged out. The humbuckers were built to buck the hum of Gibson, right? Right, hear me out. But they were built to buck the hum of P90s. So original patent applied fors were supposed to be hum canceled imitated sounds of a P90. And I know that's hard to, the way I put it is not the best way. Go listen to his juniors and specials video, and in the way he articulates that point, it makes so much sense. Try it one more time. PAFs are essentially hum-canceled P90s because that was the single coil that Gibson had that they were trying to buck the hum from. So those early humbuckers, why they were such low output and they sounded like hot-rodded Tellys, and why the old school Tellys sound like PAFs, because those PAFs were trying to basically imitate a hum-canceled P90. It blew my mind. I mean, which is, obviously it's obvious, but when you really break it down, it's 5-Watt World, man. doing great stuff for guitar. Anyway, wanted to do this solo check-in again. I know, we got to quit hanging out like this. Literally, guys, air conditioning went out. And I was not about to have Jim over here in this house at 90 degrees. And it just fans going and it'd be horrid. It wasn't good. It's all better now, though. Thank God we were able to get it fixed so fast, replaced so fast. That's that small town living, y'all. Anyway, if y'all are experiencing some air conditioning issues, I sympathize with you. If y'all are experiencing some guitar gas issues, I sympathize with you as well. Let me know what you're into and what you're thinking about buying. Specials and juniors, man. Specials, juniors, and Telecasters, I think, is where I'm at. Eventually, I'd love a Firebird. I'm going to leave y'all with this. I think I'm going to try to discuss this if you guys hear me. If you guys are guitar nerds, should the high-end Epiphones, like the 59s or the Lazarus S. Pauls, you know, that stuff, the really high-end stuff, like the stuff that does the reissues, things like that. And in this, even in the stuff what they did with these Explorers and Vs, and they put those special pickups in them and stuff, should they start plecking those guitars? Anyway, let me know what you think. I think they should. When I asked Jim that question, I just figured I'd leave y'all with that before. So y'all know what's coming when the big show happens. Probably this Thursday. I guess I want to thank you guys. If you're a longtime listener, if you're a new listener, I want to thank you guys for jumping on this train with us. I am your host, Josh Jones. Jim Steger's not with us tonight. I just wanted to jump on and let y'all know what happened. Yes, guys, something always happens with me. I'm telling you, I'm a homeowner, a business owner, a father. I've got two kids in diapers. I've got employees. I've got a crazy wife. When it rains, it pours. It don't ever stop. But thank y'all for bearing with me. Thank y'all for dealing with us. Thursday, we should have a full fun show. It was like episode 116. Good Lord. But here we go. We're going to jump in on the month of August. It should be a fun month. September's creeping up on the door. We got to talk. We got another talk with Charlton. Birthday's coming up. We've got all sorts of fun stuff coming. Thank you all for hanging with us and getting us some wonderful download numbers the past few weeks. I appreciate all of you. Leave us a review, 5-star review if possible. Thank you all so much. We'll see you later this week. And until next time. Well, don't touch my hair. Later. La 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 la